disruptive to the centuries-old model of higher education. Today, we want to probe this topic together. There is no set of predetermined outcomes. There is no agenda that we are trying to further. It's to understand together what we are already doing at the University of Illinois, what others are doing, and to ask some very particular questions around the future. Certainly, I have a slide to put up. I asked for this just, it's just a very short little summation. No one should have the impression that the University of Illinois is behind in this arena. There is so much that is already being done with technology in how we provide education to our students, and I didn't want to lose sight of that fact. So it doesn't seem that we go a day without our daily information that contains another reference to what the University of Illinois is doing in the use of technology. So just last week, and I heard this on the radio before I even saw it in print, the fact that UIC was ranked 18th in online BS degrees by US News and World Report. We know that Springfield is way ahead on the whole provision of education through the use of technology. And Urbana, of course, first land grant to join Coursera. And an amazing fact, 31,500 people signing up for U of I's first offering with Coursera. So there's an awful lot that we can be proud of, that we should take note of before we dive into what our outside experts are going to tell us. But I, you know, keep in mind the questions and ask the questions in the breakout groups that are really on your mind. What are, you know, let's make sure we understand what we are doing. Do you feel that what we are doing is on the right track? Should we be doing more, less, different things? This is the way we will develop some of the action items that will come out of today's discussions. And I also know that what we really have to keep in mind is where the demand is coming from. And the demand is coming from our real constituents, the students of the university, their families, and the people of the state of Illinois. So there is not just the learning aspect, there is the financial aspect that is related to the use of technology. Our retreat today is going to work much like the way we did it in July. We will start with external speakers to discuss the state of the art related to technology and education. We will have examples from each campus on ways that technology is already being used, and that's going to take most of our morning. Over the noon hour, we'll go into the breakout sessions in small groups. You'll have your box lunches with you. The discussion will be facilitated, and there will be scribes assigned to each breakout group, and they'll come back and report to the large group toward the end of the allotted time that we have today. We'll have some specific questions that we'll ask the breakout groups to answer. And then we will, from that, be adjourning at approximately 4 o'clock, but we will be working on the action items that come out of this rich and robust discussion that we're going to have. Now I'd like to ask President Easter to comment and introduce today's speakers, and thank you very much to the speakers for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you, Trustee Strobel. You've done a tremendous job in setting up the program that we have put together for you today. I thought it might be useful for our new trustee and perhaps a few others that are first timers at this event to just say who the audience is: the Board of Trustees, the campus leadership, the chancellors and the three chancellors, vice chancellors for academic programs and research are here with us, plus the deans from each of our three campuses. In many respects, the responsibility for conceiving and mounting the academic programs lies within the colleges, and it's critical that the deans be a part of this discussion today. So we look forward to all of those constituencies, if you will, coming together in the breakout sessions to share thoughts and concepts. As I think about this, I come back to realize that the University of Illinois, in some sense, has participated in a very real way in creating the underlying technologies that support this.